Welcome to the No BS Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Megan. I'm married with three kids and found myself stressed, overwhelmed, and lost in motherhood before I gave up the idea of perfection and remembered that my needs are important too. If you're looking for a mom friend who drops F-bombs, loves road trips, and will always hype you up, then I'm your girl. I want to cut through the bullshit and have real conversations about all things mom life. I definitely don't have all the answers, but I am here for you, girl. And I'm bringing in some experts and other moms to help us out too. We know there's no one-size-fits-all solution, so make sure you take what serves you and leave what doesn't. So go ahead and grab that coffee, that glass of wine, or whatever floats your boat, and go hide from those kids while we dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the No BS Mama Podcast. My name is Megan. I'm your host. And as always, more than usual this time of year, I am so, so thankful to have you. I know that we are fully back in the swing of getting the kids back to school, back on the soccer fields, all of the fall things. And with all of that comes, you know, more birthday parties, more, you know, just more commitments all the way around. If you're anything like me, and I know that, you know, obviously everyone's schedule is a little bit different. So maybe summers were a little bit more hectic for you. But what I do know is that this time of year always just seems to fly by, and I'm going to blink and it's going to be New Year's and I'm not going to know what happened. So, seriously, any time that you take, any time of the year, but particularly these last few months of the year, I am just so thankful for you and thankful for your participation in this community. Speaking of community, if you have not yet joined our free Facebook community, I would love to welcome you in there as well. It's just another opportunity for us to collaborate a little bit more and for you to, you know, get to know some other mamas in the community as well. See if there's anyone else that's in the same stage of life or just going through the same kinds of things that you're going through. It's just one more connection point for support. So if you're not already in there and that sounds like something that you might be interested in, go ahead and click the link in the show notes to join. I would love to welcome you in there, just like I said. And if you have a girlfriend who might benefit from the same type of support, please go ahead and add her as well, or invite her to join rather, by sending her the link too. So with all that being said, let's go ahead and dive into today's topic of conversation. Today, I wanted to chat a little bit about perfection. This is something that you all in the community have been asking me to talk about. And so, because this has been a topic of conversation at work and just generally in conversations lately, I thought that now would be a great time to kind of address it here. And we've all heard people talk about this, motivational speakers, whatever. We've all seen the Pinterest quotes like trust the process, fall in love with the process, progress, not perfection, all of that. And that is hard to actually implement in real life because we do set ourselves to such high standards, and it is hard when we fall short, right? We would rather not do the thing at all than to risk doing it and not doing it well, right? I don't know if you can connect with that. And what happens in that case, when we choose to not do the thing at all because we're afraid we're not going to be good at it, or we're afraid it's not going to turn out the way we expect or the way that we want, or we're afraid we're going to fail in some way, we rob ourselves of so much opportunity. So much opportunity. Like, for me, for example, with running, I know I've shared here on the podcast before, so I won't go too much into detail, but essentially, if you missed those episodes, I in high school or whatever, I was always an athlete, but I did always hate running. I was slow, whatever. Fast forward to after I got married and started having children, I wanted to get into shape, but I could not run a full mile. And I didn't know what else to do as far as like staying fit, because I couldn't afford a gym or a trainer, or class schedules didn't work for me, all of those types of things. So I was like, well, I know how to run, and I can do that whenever fits my schedule best. And so I started to run and I hated it. But I did the couch to 5K program and I allowed myself to, like, I literally just released all expectations and just followed this program. And I didn't even do that perfectly. Like, there are definitely runs that I missed. There are definitely days that I was supposed to run, but I ran the next day instead. There are runs that I missed altogether, like I just mentioned. But at the end of the 8 weeks or 10 weeks or however long it was, I was able to run for 30 minutes. And for me, that meant that I could run about 3 miles. And from the girl who could not run one full mile. And when I say I couldn't run one full mile, I would be lucky to run 3/4 of a mile. Like, I'm telling you, it was not pretty. And when I completed that program, I stuck to that three miles, 30 minutes, that mark. I had like a loop that I did around my neighborhood, and sometimes it took me 30 minutes, sometimes it took me closer to 40 minutes, but I stuck to that same loop over and over and over again, and I got very comfortable there. And it wasn't until later that I decided, you know, really I didn't decide, I needed to go blow off some steam, and running was how I did that, and I went for a 5-mile run, like 2 more miles and like 25 more minutes than normal. And for me, that was like, holy shit. Like, I can't believe I just did that, you know? And I went on, you guys, to complete many half marathons, 1 full marathon, 2, I think 3 triathlons, a couple of obstacle course races. Like, I did a lot of shit because I gave up the idea of being perfect. I gave up the idea that I needed to run a 7-minute mile. I gave up the idea that that it wasn't worth my time because I suck, right? Like, I gave up all of those negative thoughts about what I was experiencing, and I just trusted the fucking process and did the thing. And it wasn't pretty, and it surely wasn't perfect, but it opened up so many opportunities for me. So many opportunities for me. And I'm saying this here now because I feel like a lot of times there's something that we want that we choose not to do because we're afraid of it not being pretty, or we're afraid of falling down. We're afraid of looking stupid. Like, we're afraid of, like, whatever negative thought pattern you have, right? And so we choose not to do the thing at all. Or we start the thing and the minute it gets hard, we drop it, right? And it's so interesting because we would not let our children do that. We would not let our children give up a goal that they had committed to just because it was hard. No fucking way. Not if you're anything like me, you wouldn't. I know you wouldn't, right? And it's hard to coach your kids through something like that. Like, when they are really going through some hard obstacles to achieve their goals, and you're coaching them through it, and you're like, you can do hard things, you know, all the stuff, right? You want so badly to just like take the pain away and just like do it for them, and all of those things, but you know that that's not going to serve them. So you don't. You just coach them through it. You hold their hand. You let them know you're there for them. You let them know that you're going to be proud no matter what. Like, you do all the things, but you don't take the pain away and you don't do it for them because you know that they'll be better for it. And you know that they can do it. You know that if they get out of their own fucking way, that they can do it. So why is it that we don't do the same thing for ourselves? Why is that? Why is it that we allow ourselves to just say, like, oh, I don't have time, or, you know, whatever the excuse is. And please don't take that as like, you know, I hate when people say like, don't use your children as an excuse, or we all have the same 24 hours in a day. Like, no, fuck that. I don't believe that. I believe that, you know, sometimes our kids really are the reason why we can't do certain things. And we do not all have the same 24 hours in a day. Like, we don't. We don't all have access to the same resources. We don't all have the same support systems. We don't all make the same amount of money. Like, we don't all have the same 24 hours in a day. So please don't feel like this is coming from that angle. But what I am saying is that we, whether consciously or subconsciously, we allow ourselves to back out of situations and bow out of chasing a goal or doing something that's outside of our comfort zone because it's not perfect, or because it doesn't look perfect, or because it doesn't live up to somebody else's standard or whatever, right? And I just want to remind you that it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, like, done is better than perfect. Going through the process at all, perfectly or not, is better than never starting in the first place because you're afraid you weren't going to be perfect at it, or you're afraid you weren't going to be good at it, right? Like, I don't know. I just always go back to that example of, like, what would you tell your children? What would you tell your child right now if they were going through the same thing that you were going through? What would you tell them? Would you let them quit? Why or why not? Right? If it comes down to, like, this is actually not supportive to my mental health right now, and you know, I'm choosing actively not to do this because you know, whatever reason, then okay, fine. But make sure it's a conscious decision and that it's not actually you just not doing something because you're afraid you're not going to be good at it, or you're afraid it's not going to be perfect, right? So whatever it is that you are trying to do right now, whether you are, I don't know, going back to school, or maybe you're trying to run your first 5K, which, by the way, also, if you're new here, I have really gotten out of running in general. I still run sometimes, but I definitely don't run as a habit right now. And I am getting back into it. And I have some really exciting things coming soon that I can't wait to share with you guys. But I miss it. And for a long time, I have gotten in my own way because I'm not as good now as I was this time 4 years ago, or 3 years ago even, right? And that sucks. Like, it sucks that 3 years ago I was able to go out and run 10 miles, no problem. And now it's all I have in me to get to 3 miles, right? And even then I probably had to walk somewhere in there. Like, that doesn't feel good to my ego, right? Like, I don't know about you, but I hate that. And sometimes, if I'm being honest, that's the reason why running is not really a habit anymore, right? But I do know how much I love it. And I do know how, I don't want to say it'll be easy, but it will be a lot easier in a couple months than it is right now when it does become a habit, when I do start to trust the process, right? And get back into it. So I just wanted to take this opportunity to remind you that progress is progress, perfect or not. If you're anything like me, it's not going to be perfect anyway, But progress is progress, right? And sometimes we have to track our progress to see how far we've come, right? Because you live in this body and you are doing this thing every single day. So it's hard to see your improvements, right? It's hard to see, I'm going to stick with the running example. It's hard to see that you're running a further distance. Well, maybe that's a bad example because you can see that. Maybe, but it's hard to see that your mile times are getting faster. It's hard to see that you're not breathing as heavy. It's hard to see that you're recovering a lot quicker, right? It's hard to see that because we're doing it every single day, right? So we're not seeing the improvements. But if we track it and we look back over time, it's like, holy shit, I forgot how bad I was at this, right? Like, I'm really good at this now. So I do encourage you to do those couple things. I encourage you to really make sure that you're making conscious decisions and that you're aware of your unconscious beliefs about the thing, whatever the thing is. I want you to give yourself a pep talk like you would if your child came to you with this same situation. How would you coach them through it? Would you let them quit? What kind of dialogue would you have with them? Three, think of all of the opportunities you will be robbing yourself of if you do quit just because you feel like you're not good at it, right? Like if you have a real legitimate reason as to why you're not doing this thing, okay, fine. That's fine. But if you're in this like self-sabotage-y, like I'm not good at this, so I want to stop, remind yourself of all the opportunities that you will be missing out on because you didn't stick with this thing, right? And then, oh geez, what was the fourth one? Oh, and then, sorry. This is what happens when I don't have notes. Then track your progress so that you can look back and see how far you've come and then celebrate the shit out of that. Like, acknowledge it and give yourself, like, be your own hype girl. Like, give yourself the kudos that you are doing it, that you are following through on whatever it is that you decided to do, that you are, you know, getting over the obstacles, that you are pushing through, and that it's not pretty and it's not perfect and it's not any of these things, but it is getting done and you are getting better. Acknowledge that and then celebrate it. Like, you deserve to be celebrated. So that's really all I had for you. So today's conversation was progress over perfection. Sorry about the running example. I know that there's like 1,000 different examples that I could have used, but this is the one that is most applicable to me in the moment. So that's what I went with. And if this is something that you connect with, go ahead and share it on Instagram, or better yet, leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you are listening on. I hope that you have the best day ever, and I can't wait to catch up with you soon.
Hey, babe.
Mom.
Shit, you guys, I gotta go. I really hope you loved today's episode. If you did, it would really mean the world to me if you would share it with a mom like us so she doesn't feel so alone either. And if you're not already in our free Facebook community, girl, what are you waiting for? I promise it just takes 2 seconds. You don't even have to search for it. Just go ahead and click the link right here in the show notes. Until next time, try to remember to do something that's just for you this week.